All right, CFL fans, buckle up. It's time for another deep dive into the Continental Football League.
And you know what? Week 12? Well, let me tell you.
Well, it was a wild one, right?
It was a wild one. We're going to break it all down.
Absolutely. We've got all the stats, the highlights, the lowlights.
Yeah.
We're going to figure out what happened, why it happened, and what it all means.
Exactly. So let's just jump right in. What do you say?
Let's do it. First up, we've got the Fargo Sodbusters taking down the Baltimore Bombers 26-7.
Not the highest scoring game?
No, not exactly a barn burner.
But sometimes defense wins championships.
That's right. And Fargo's Edward Sawyer.
Oh, man.
Two interceptions.
Talk about a defensive clinic. That first pick in the red zone took away a sure scoring opportunity for Baltimore.
And the second one. Set him up perfectly for that game-winning drive.
Unbelievable. But hey, even in a win, there's always room for improvement, right?
Oh, of course.
Fargo running back Lucas Banks had a fumble that could have been disastrous.
Yeah, luckily Baltimore didn't capitalize on it. That's right. Got to protect the ball. Speaking of close games.
Yeah.
How about that Miami Talons and St. Louis Silverbacks matchup?
Oh, boy, a real shootout. 44-17 final score.
Yeah, the Silverbacks took that one. Tough loss for Miami.
They've been struggling a bit this season, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. But hey, even in a loss, there are always bright spots. Miami running back Jeffrey Downs. 3 touchdowns.
Wow, he was on fire.
Absolutely unstoppable. But sadly, quarterback Kirk Friday threw a pick that really helped the Silverbacks pull away.
Yeah, those turnovers can be killers, especially in a high-scoring game like that.
Every possession counts. All right, next up, the Atlanta Firebirds took on the Atlantic City Aces. And
things didn't go so well for the Firebirds.
No, they did not. Final score, 20-13 Aces on top.
They just couldn't protect their quarterback, could they?
No. Sir Timothy Ruth got sacked 6 times.
Oof, that's got to hurt. Makes you wonder about that offensive line.
Absolutely. But hey, Atlanta's Isaiah O'Neal. He had a beautiful 23-yard touchdown catch.
Oh, yeah. For a minute there, it looked like they might mount a comeback.
It was a fantastic play, but just not enough in the end.
Sometimes one great play can't make up for a whole game of struggles.
All right, let's head over to the West Coast, where the Los Angeles Outlaws had a heartbreaker against the Shreveport Pride.
17-14 final score.
A real nail-biter that came down to the wire.
And those 2 interceptions from quarterback Eric Thomas really hurt the Outlaws.
Yeah, they did. Tough to win when you give the other team that many extra possessions.
But hey, let's not forget about Jeremiah Little.
Oh man, that guy was a beast. 2 touchdowns for the Outlaws.
He really carried that offense.
Absolutely. All right, how about those Ohio Aviators? They got scorched by the Boise City Stampede.
25-7. A tough one for the Aviators.
Their offense just couldn't get anything going. The Boise City's William Fitzgerald, that guy was slinging it.
2 touchdown passes? Including a beauty to Courtney Sanderson.
21 yards right into the end zone.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Aviators did manage a touchdown of their own.
Yeah, a nice 25-yard pass from Lucas Malachy to Roosevelt Borders.
But it was too little too late.
Boise City's defense was just too strong.
Now let's talk about a dominant performance, shall we? The Philadelphia Generals completely shut out the Durham Bulldogs.
31-0.
What a statement. And Gage Lofton.
58-yard pick 6. Put an exclamation point on that victory.
Oh, man. Talk about adding insult to injury.
Durham's quarterback, Jake Mitchell, had a rough day. 3 interceptions and 2 sacks.
Yeah, some days it's just not your day.
That's for sure. But for the Generals, a performance like that sends a message to the whole league.
Absolutely. Now let's head to the desert. Las Vegas, baby. The Rounders took on the Tennessee Militia.
And what a game it was. Back and forth, right down to the wire.
24-17 final score.
David Kazebyharn, the hero for Las Vegas.
2 touchdown passes.
Oh.
Including the game winner with just minutes left on the clock.
Talk about clutch.
Ice in his veins. But hey, let's give Tennessee some credit.
Absolutely. Lonnie Russo had an incredible 55-yard touchdown run.
That guy can fly.
But unfortunately, Ross Tatum threw a crucial interception.
Yeah, that one shifted the momentum back to Vegas.
Sometimes one play can make all the difference.
That's the CFL for you. Okay, speaking of close games, the Santa Cruz Privateers just barely squeaked by the Boston Blizzard.
23-20 final score.
They escaped by the skin of their teeth.
It really could have gone either way.
So tell me, what was the play of the game? What sealed the deal for the Privateers?
You know, it wasn't so much one single play. It was a series of defensive stands in those last few minutes.
Oh, I see. They just shut down the Blizzard.
Exactly. Prevented them from scoring when it mattered most.
Classic bend, don't break defense.
But hey, Boston's Jack Lewis, he had a heck of a game.
2 touchdowns. including a 41-yarder.
That guy's a one-man highlight reel.
But in the end, it wasn't enough.
Sometimes you just gotta tip your hat to the other team.
All right, from a nail-biter to a blowout, the New Orleans Voodoo put a hex on the Tucson Toros.
34-6.
Talk about a dominant performance. Johnny Reed was unstoppable.
Four touchdown passes, two of them to Perry Philcox.
They were on fire, the Taro as well.
They did force a couple of fumbles.
Yeah, that's something, right?
It is. Shows they didn't give up.
Never say die. All right, now let's head up to Seattle, where the Spartans continued their winning ways.
They took down the Detroit Vampires 26-20.
Another close one.
But you got to rewind to the start of this game.
Oh, yeah. Why is that?
Johnny Coote's 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
Are you serious?
I'm telling you, right out of the gate.
Talk about setting the tone. And let's not forget about Darnell Wallace.
5 for 5 on field goals.
That's a kicker you can count on.
And absolutely clutch.
All right, last game of this half of our deep dive. The Iowa City Argonauts took on the Alaska Kodiaks.
20-17 final score.
Another close one. It seems like every game this week was decided by a field goal.
Well, this one came down to a few key plays. Iowa City's Dan Joyner recovered a fumble.
Big time play. Set up a crucial scoring drive.
Exactly. But then Alaska's Dylan Brock fumbled deep in their own territory.
Ugh, fumbles can be so costly.
This one led to an Iowa City field goal.
Just like that, the momentum shift.
Sometimes it's the little things that make all the difference.
So true. Okay, last but not least, we've got the Hartford Attack taking on the Dallas Vaqueros.
And the Vaqueros came out on top 25-14.
And another tough one for Hartford.
They had a chance to make it a one-score game, but then
a fumble.
Deep in Dallas territory.
Oh, man, that's got to hurt.
It really killed their momentum.
Fumbles. They're contagious, I swear. But hey, let's end on a positive note.
Oh, absolutely.
Dallas running back, Rashad Ackerman.
94 yards.
For a touchdown.
He was gone. Nobody could catch him.
Ackerman, what a play. What a player. And folks, that's just the first half of our Week 12 recap.
We've got 8 more games to break down, and believe me, they're just as exciting.
So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more CFL action.
You know what's been crazy about this week? We've had these offensive shootouts and then these defensive slugfests. It's like...
It really shows you how diverse the CFL is, right? There's so many ways to win.
Exactly. Like, look at the Death Valley Copperheads. They just ground out a 15-10 win over the Brooklyn Brawlers.
Yeah, that was a defensive battle for sure.
The Copperheads are a team a lot of people overlook, but
yeah. Hey,
their defense held Brooklyn to just 10 points.
10 points, that's incredible. It wasn't pretty, but it got the job done.
Sometimes you gotta win ugly.
That's right. But hey, Brooklyn's Justin Myers hit a 47-yard field goal.
Oh yeah, that was clutch.
It kept them in the game, you know? Showed how important special teams can be.
Absolutely. Especially in a low-scoring game like that.
Every point matters.
Okay, before we move on, we got to talk about the Seattle Spartans and the Detroit Vampires.
Oh, man, that overtime thriller.
What a game. Back and forth, right down to the wire.
I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Me too. But can we talk about Johnny Coate for a second?
Oh, yeah, that 90-yard kickoff return for a touchdown.
Unbelievable. I mean, right out of the gate. What a way to start a game.
And then Darnell Wallace, 5 for 5 on field goals, including the game winner in overtime.
That's ice water in his veins right there.
He was the hero for Seattle.
Absolutely. And speaking of clutch kicking, how about Denver's Ruben Mays?
Oh, yeah. He hit a 44-yarder against the Omaha Arrowheads.
It kept them in the game for a while.
Sadly, they ended up losing 16-10.
Tough loss for the Dynamite. But hey, sometimes you just got to tip your hat to the other team.
That's right. Omaha's a tough team to beat.
No doubt about it.
Okay, before we get too sidetracked, can we talk about the Los Angeles Outlaws and the Shreveport Pride?
Oh, man, that was a tough one for the Outlaws.
17-14 final score.
2 interceptions from Eric Thomas really hurt them.
Yeah, they did. In a close game like that, every turnover is magnified.
Absolutely. But hey, you got to give Jeremiah Little some love.
Oh, man, that guy was a beast.
2 touchdowns for the Outlaws.
He was carrying that whole offense on his back.
If they can get him the ball more consistently, watch out.
You know what's been fascinating to me this week? It feels like any team can beat any other team.
That's the beauty of the CFL, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
We've seen so many upsets in close games.
You just never know what's going to happen.
And that's what makes it so exciting to watch.
Couldn't agree more.
Okay, well, we've talked about close games. We've talked about upsets. But what about some of the bigger trends we're seeing in the CFL this season?
One thing that jumps out to me is all this young talent coming into the league.
Yeah. Rookie quarterbacks, second-year players, even undrafted free agents.
They're making a real impact.
It's exciting to see. It bodes well for the future of the CFL.
Absolutely. The league is in good hands.
Okay, well, we've got 8 more games to break down from Week 12. And trust me,
they're just as exciting as the ones we've already talked about.
So buckle up, folks. We're about to dive back into the action.
Welcome back, CFL fans. We're in the home stretch of our Week 12 deep dive. And let me tell you, the surprises just keep on coming.
Seriously, some of these games had me doing a double take.
I know, right? Like, who predicted the Oregon Bandits getting absolutely demolished by the Kansas City Storm?
54-13. Yeah. I never would have guessed it. The Bandits have been a solid team all season.
I know, right?
But the Storm just ran right over them.
It was like a hurricane hit Oregon.
Miles Klingbeil was throwing darts all over the field. 3 touchdowns for the Storm.
And that Kansas City defense shut down the Bandits completely.
It was a good clinic. But hey, even in a blowout, you got to find some bright spots.
Oh, absolutely.
Oregon's Anthony Jenkins had a beautiful 77-yard touchdown catch.
Oh, yeah. That was a highlight reel play for sure.
He just blew past those Kansas City defenders.
Speaking of surprises, though, how about those Death Valley Copperheads?
Slithering their way to a 15-10 victory over the Brooklyn Brawlers.
That was a shocker.
The Copperheads might not be the flashiest team.
No, they're not.
But their defense, it's a brick wall. They held Brooklyn to just 10 points.
10 points. That's insane.
Brooklyn did have a bright spot, though. Justin Myers hit a 47-yard field goal.
Oh, yeah. That was a clutch kick.
Kept him in the game for a little while, at least.
Unfortunately, it wasn't enough.
Nope. Sometimes you just can't overcome a defense like that.
Sorry.
Okay, so we've talked about surprises. Let's talk about disappointments. The Omaha Arrowheads barely squeaked by the Denver Dynamite.
16-10 final score. I expected a lot more from Omaha.
Me too. They've been dominant all season.
I know, right?
But they just couldn't get anything going against Denver.
Their offense was sputtering.
Totally. But hey, a win is a win, right?
Sure that.
And let's give Christian Willis some love.
Oh, yeah. 100 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns for the Arrowheads.
He was a workhorse.
He was. And Denver's kicker, Ruben Mays, he hit a 44-yard field goal.
Yeah, that one kept the Dynamite in the game for a while.
Unfortunately, it wasn't enough.
Omaha's defense just shut them down in the end.
So, you know, we've seen a lot of crazy things in Week 12.
Absolutely.
But one thing's for sure, this CFL season is wide open.
It really is. There's no clear-cut favorite.
Nope. Any team can make a run for the championship.
And that's what makes it so exciting to watch.
Couldn't agree more. Every game is a nail-biter.
Well, folks, that wraps up our deep dives into Week 12 of the Continental Football League.
We saw some incredible plays, some heartbreaking losses, and everything in between.
It was a week for the ages.
Absolutely.
And I don't know about you, but I'm already looking forward to Week 13.
Oh, yeah, me too.
CFL just keeps getting better and better.
Can't wait to see what happens next.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll see you next week for more CFL action.